Love Song by Charlotte Bingham. Read by Judy Bennett. Prologue. Their voices came towards her on the quiet afternoon air, across a garden bathed in a golden sunlight. It was a light that seemed to her to be painting everything with a tender glow, touching the trees and the lawn with strokes of warmth, the kind of warmth that seems unimaginable when winter comes. It was, too, the kind of day that she had once thought might never come again, when a dog shifts itself lazily, a baby sleeps, and someone, somewhere, calls out to someone else to come and see. A day filled with those sublimely unimportant tasks that make up the best of life. In this mood of contentment, she turned, feeling someone behind her smiling. She found no one there, yet she knew just who it might be. Part 1. When you were there, and you, happiness crowned the night. Rupert Brooke, Dining Room Tea. Chapter 1. Hope had thought she was doing the right thing, having a spring baby, until she stepped into the hospital and saw how many other women were also doing the right thing. It was April, and there seemed to be dozens of women arriving with their suitcases, all having babies. Hope had no suitcase. Everything had started to happen too quickly. In the Café Firenze, of all places, right in the middle of a tea to celebrate Claire's birthday, just as the tall glasses with the frothy milkshakes had arrived, and Donna Maria, the café owner, was discreetly lighting all the candles on the freshly made chocolate gâteau, which was not just the café's speciality, but Hope's youngest daughter's birthday cake. I'm so sorry.